Okay, so I want to welcome everybody to this call today. This this call is for Peter Burton, his son, Chasm, and we're here today to, the intention of this call is to organize and to take action to get Peter's son medically transported from Dominique to Martinique, and to also to create a foundation for others who are in a similar situation. And what we want to do is, incidentally, there's a website for this, and the name of the website is help4k.com. That's the number 4 and the letter K.com, so it's help4k.com. And so in this call, what we want to do is we're going to do a quick check-in where everybody's going to check in, and then we're going to open it up where Peter's going to talk a little bit and tell us about the situation with his son. Then we're going to do a little brainstorm. We have a little brainstorming. And then we're going to do a checkout. So let's start with the check-in. We'll just kind of go around to each of us, and just we want to say your name and how you know Peter and what your intention is on this call. So I'll model that and start out. So my name is Mike Brown. And the way that I know Peter is I've known him for about 15 years now. And we've been very good friends over the years. We met back in Washington, D.C. area, and we've stayed connected ever since then. And my intention for this call is, it's my own personal intention that by next week that we get his son transported and get him the medical treatment that he needs. That's my own personal intention. And I invite each one of you to hold that intention with me as well. So I'm checking in with that. Who's next for the check-in?
I'll check in.
Go ahead.
My name is Linda, and I know Peter from Washington, D.C. area. We met at Prince George's Mall at the phone booth. And we had a very beautiful and meaningful relationship. And I think he'll always have a special place in my heart and my memory. And my intention is to be a stand for everything working out for Peter and his family and his son.
Thank you, Linda.
This is Maxfield Bowling. I met Peter about a year ago at a conference, and we've been keeping in touch and going to various conferences and so forth. Just was invited to the call tonight. Just want to see where I can help out in whatever capacity I'm able to with Peter's son and the situation overall.
Beautiful.
And my name is Peter Burton, and these are all my good friends. I know every one of you. I mean, Max and I have a great friendship. Linda, we go years back. Mike, we was talking about some stuff today and that we did in D.C. that was so funny, you know. Mike and I, we crack up a lot when we hang out. So, Linda, you know that.
Yes, I do.
One of the main reasons for this call.
We used to get in trouble with Linda a lot.
Yeah. Quite all
nice.
The time.
We're gonna behave today, Peter.
Yeah, we are. It was still funny, but the main reason that Mike and I really come up with this concept is because we realized, like I was telling Maxfield today, that it's great to we might do this, we'll be able to get this done, but how many kids are dying because they're unable to get the help they need because of whatever country they're in. And I think this can be like a bigger cause, not just for my son, but at least something that can help kids all over the world. A good friend of mine in Canada advised me. There's a company in Canada that does the same thing. They help kids, bring them to Canada and treat them for free. They pay for everything, even for the lodging for their families when they come with them. But they only stop at age 14. So basically my son would have been 1 year younger. He would have been able to go to Canada for free, and they would have fly him and everything to Canada. So what if we could at least extend that. We can partner with them and find, get some more information from them this week, and partner with them and say, okay, we're going to raise money for kids who are, let's say, 15 and over, and you guys can maybe treat them the same way, but at least we can raise enough money so we can help them be flown into Canada, or at least find out how do they work with the hospital so we can implement that same thing with some kind of hospital here in the U.S. So we have both options, not just Canada, but also maybe their medical hospital, let's say like a Duke University that does a lot of research, and they might be able to partner with us just to kind of help that out. So in part, we will be able to raise money, but not going direct to us, but to them, but at least have them being able to manage it because they know much more than that than we would, you know, where that's concerned. And have them be able to help kids in different parts of the world that are, really need this kind of help.
Can you tell us how your son is doing?
Yeah, before you do that, Peter, can you just tell us your intention for this call? Just a quick intention.
Yeah, the intention is really to raise awareness that a lot of people. I know my son is not the only one in this situation. So my intention for this call, first of all, of course, to get the help I need for my son, which is right now, after a lot of negotiating with people, so far I've spent a lot of money on this, a lot. I was telling Mike a while ago, my own personal money, a lot of it went into the first set of treatment and stuff. But the main thing right now is to help my son actually get the help he needs, but also to create something bigger than that, you know. And yes, in the next week or so, to raise the money to my son. If there's someone who can do it, great. Even if somewhere we can pay them back, it's not, you know, that'd be fine. But the key is to get them treated in the next week. But then from there, we could do something for other kids in different parts of the world that might need this.
Beautiful. So, Peter, you know, to answer what Linda was asking, can you let us know, like, can you give an update on your son and his condition and where he's at so we can kind of know his status and what's going on with him?
So far, he is at the he's doing – basically, the treatment he got stopped the progression of the disease, which means it's not – it won't get any worse. The disease itself won't get any worse. But he's still unable to move. He's basically getting, what do you call it, like almost starting to get bed sores from being laying down, not able to move. He only can stay, I think, on his back or basically not. He can't really lay on his side or his belly. So he only can lay on his back. So I think he's getting kind of bed sores. So he is in very good spirit. He's very, very strong mentally. You know, he laughs a lot when people go around there. But the key thing is right now to get him he needs to get what you call something like a dialysis where he can remove the bacteria from his blood and give him therapy that he needs to actually be able to walk again. And in Dominica, they don't have the facilities.
Is he still paralyzed? He's still partially paralyzed?
Yes, he can't move. He only can lay on his back. I mean, he can't walk. He can, every now and again they put him in a wheelchair so he can, get some fresh air, but he really can't stay that way for about a few minutes at a time. So he can't walk at all. He has no movement in his lower body from his waist down.
And what's the name of this condition?
It's called Guillain-Barré syndrome, and I never heard of it until this happened to me. But it's Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Yeah, and let me just interject real quick just to give some. I just want to read a little blurb about that so people can get an understanding of it. I have it right here in front of me, but it's called Guillain-Barré syndrome, and it's a rare and severe disease. It occurs after an acute infectious procedure. Initially, it affects the peripheral nervous system. Normally, it's acute form of paralysis in the lower body area that moves toward the upper limbs and face. Gradually, patients loses all his reflexes and goes through a complete body paralysis. Guillain-Barré Guillain-Barré syndrome is a life-threatening disorder and needs timely treatment and supportive care with intravenous immunoglobulins. Unfortunately, many people lose their lives without proper and prompt medical treatment. Complications are death and other fatal complications. But that's just a little nutshell. I just want to give you some feedback. Everybody kind of knows the severity of this. Like, I could read more, but from everything that I've read and the research that I've done, and correct me if I'm wrong, I know you've read a lot about it as well, Peter, but what I get from it is, like, treatment, the timing of treatment is imperative. Like, it's critical that you get treatment as quickly as possible. And so he got part of it, the treatment, which I just mentioned right there, which is some injections, but then the other part of that treatment is getting the dialysis where they take the blood through, and it's like it's streaming the blood through. I'm not reading. Maybe I should read this. But basically, you know what dialysis is, right? It's like cleaning the blood. It's a way to clean the blood, and it's an important part. But that's the other procedure that he hasn't gotten done that he would get done in Martinique. Is that correct, Peter? Hello?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's about it, Mike.
Yeah. So that's about kind it. Of it. And did that answer your question, Linda?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions from anybody about that, or do you have anything else to say, Peter?
What I think is so important is that I was able to get him the first. We was able to get him the first. Step of treatment, which actually stopped the disease almost right on time. So, but not only, I would say not only this, but there are other diseases out there that other people, for example, that might have, that might need this kind of help. And if, when I look back at the whole thing, you know, it kind of really, what was the word I want to use? You know, you think sometimes it could never happen to you. You know, you see, hear things happen to different people. When it really happened to you, it kind of gave you like a wake-up call that we all are vulnerable, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty shocking, really, to know you got a 15-year-old son who plays basketball, run around the place, and the next day you got a phone call, he is completely paralyzed, you know? And it's kind of tough. Mm-hmm. It's really tough. Very tough.
Peter, do you happen to know how much money is needed for him to have the next part of the treatment?
Yes, right now I've made a lot of phone calls. Before it was looking at about $50,000-$60,000. I called different people. I have some friends back in Martinique and who kind of negotiate, I want to say, the best they can, and the actual figure right now is 22,000 euro, which is translated and converted in U.S. dollars was $27,000. So far, I have about 3,000. We've raised about 3,000 so far towards
now,
that.
Now,
Peter,
is that 27,000 for the transport and the treatment?
No, that's everything. That's everything. That was
okay,
it was
so
able to really yeah. That's a total everything, including transfer, including treatment. 10 days he'd be staying in Martinique for 10 days, and that's exactly $27,600. I think it is.
Hey, Peter,
I posted on my blog too. It was on the blog. You can look it up on there too. So,
Peter, I know I already asked you this question, but I want to ask you for the call because maybe other people. I know, like when I first thought that, because I think with a U.S. or an American mind, the way it works in the U.S. is if somebody's in that situation, they transport them and do the procedure first, and then they bill you later, right? But there, it's not like that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's not like that. One of the things that is very different is because if he should have gotten sick in Martinique, then they would have treated him and everything. But the fact he's gotten sick in Dominica, which used to be British, but now it's independent. it's like international towards Martinique. So it's like Martinique is French, and they got a free healthcare system. But the fact he's not French and he's not from Martinique, it's pretty hard. It's considered international. It's really international waters, basically. So that's the main reason why it's being so complicated to treat him, because of the fact that Martinique is French, and he is part of, used to be the British colonies, basically.
I get
the healthcare, they don't really have a strong healthcare system in Dominica. I don't think they don't have one, I think. Well, basically at the hospital they're going to treat him, you know, but when it comes to that kind of treatment, they don't have that kind of treatment. If they had the capability of treating him, they would have go ahead and treated him for and then we would have to pay after later or whatever. They would have treated him, but they don't have the capability to treat him for that particular disease.
I get that. And I'm just curious, Peter, do you know other people who from Dominique, maybe who were in a similar situation where they needed a form of treatment, but they couldn't raise the money, or they weren't able to do that, and they actually, you know, died because of that? Has that occurred, or you know stories?
I personally don't know, but I, you know, in this situation, I really don't know. There's also, Dominica right now also has a treaty with Venezuela, which means they would have done the same thing. Unfortunately, Venezuela does not treat, they don't have a clue when it comes to treating Guillain-Barré syndrome. So we tried that option too. They would have definitely do that. One more thing we're waiting on is also, but I think tomorrow, I know his mom is going to meet with the government and see if they can give some kind of money towards that. I don't have any accurate on that also yet. But basically, Dominica is really almost like a third world country. It's very poor financially. A lot of people not working. It's really a poor country. So I'm not holding my breath where that's concerned, to be honest with you.
I got you. I get it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. Any other questions for Peter?
What I plan to do also, Mike, is there's a lot of company that Maxfield and myself, we do several programs with T. Harv Eker. I also work with Anthony Robbins, which I contacted. It takes a while to reach them, but I also plan to kind of bring that awareness to them and see how they can contribute in any way, shape, or form also. So.
That's good to know. That's good to know. So so we're looking at, so the immediate amount that we need to raise there's a couple ways that it could happen, I think, because we could either raise the money. I've heard some people saying this. I don't know if it's the case or not, like that there, but I haven't found it because I've been doing research. But if anybody else knows, if there's like another way to transport him, if there's a company or an organization that transports for free, then that's fine. Then we'll do it that way. But we're not going to wait to find that. That's why we're moving forward raising the money right now, because I don't even know if that really exists.
Based on the whole thing right now, basically, the main thing, if we got that, like about, I want to say, 20, like about $20,000, dollars more or less, based on what I'm raising, what I'm going to put in. You know, I think once we get that, it's done. They include everything in there, so it's not really needed to be transferred more than getting the money, because they include everything in that whole deal. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, it was way, way more than that. So you know, that's really a great deal. It's almost $30,000 cheaper now than it was 2-3 weeks ago. So.
Wow.
That's really good, yeah.
And so I just want to piggyback on what you're saying, Peter, that like me and Peter, we had the intention of raising more than that. You know, we're shooting to raise $75,000 because, you know, once we get his son taken care of, we want to take that additional fund to create a foundation for people who are in situations like that, partnering up with that other organization that we were talking about, so those funds will be available and somebody won't have to sit and wait for, you know, people who don't, which most people in that country, they don't have that kind of money.
Mm.
And they may not have access to, like, fortunately, Peter lives in the U.S., and he's working in the U.S., so he's able to do that. But there's people who live there. They don't have the access to people in the U.S., so they don't have that those kind of resources. So those are the people that we want to impact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With those additional, you know, with the, creating that foundation from the overflow.
And then, the like other I thing, say, the, go ahead, Mike.
No, the other thing I just want to share real quick is that so Peter's raised about $3,000 through his the blog that he created, and I've been helping him work with on that blog, which is help4k.com. Now, since he put that blog up, he's only had 746 views, which is not a lot, and he's made about $3,000. So part of what we want to do is really enroll people and invite them, you know, to go there and donate and contribute. And there's three ways we're asking people to contribute. Basically, you can contribute financially, and you can just click donate and donate directly. You can contribute information, because maybe somebody knows something that we don't know. If you, you know, if you're listening to this call,
yeah,
and you know something that we don't know, then email us or tell us. You can contact me directly at 760-504-9631, or you can send me an email at mike@changeyourlifecoaching.com, and then Peter is going to give his information as well,
yeah,
where you can contact him. So those are the three things that we're basically, that we're asking for through the website.
Mike, a sidebar, do you still have that old email address?
Old email address. I don't understand.
Do you still use the other email address?
It's the email I just said. Mike@changeyourlifecoaching.com.
No, I'm asking you, do you use the other, before
the
you
old
had...
one, yeah, I don't, yeah, sometimes I use that.
Can you check that, because I sent you a bunch of stuff.
Okay, I will check it. I'll check it out.
Check that. I sent you, like, a bunch of stuff, a friend of mine who works with a hospital for sick children sent me some stuff, and I sent it to you, and then a couple of other organizations that I contacted as well, and I just forwarded to you. But I didn't forward to the one you said. It's to the old one.
Okay, that's cool. So yeah, that's basically what we're asking for. And real quick, before we forget, just on this call, Peter, do you want to give out your contact information so people can contact you as well, like your phone number and your email? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Peter? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give out your information there, your phone number and your email?
Yeah, it's peterparadise1@gmail.com.
And your phone number?
919-225-7989 or 843-437-4639.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this call and it's recorded, then you can contact either me and Peter. If you have new information, just send us the information there, and then we'll work with it that way. So I think kind of what we want to move into is what you were talking about, Linda, is unless there was anything else, did anybody else have any questions for Peter, or did you want to share anything more about your son, Peter, before we move on to the brainstorming?
That's it for now.
Okay. So the next part of this call we're moving into is the brainstorming part, and it's kind of leading to what you were sharing right there, Linda. And in this part, we just want to brainstorm ideas. Like, if anybody on the call right now, Linda or Maxfield or you, Peter, or me or whatever, if we have any ideas that we want to share, to just bring that up right now. Maybe we can just start with some of the things you were talking about right there, Linda. What did you send me, or what information do you have?
I have a friend who she works for this children, hospital for sick children, and mm-hmm. she was telling me about an organization that helps children who are ill. And I don't know anything that much about the organization, so I said, can you just send me the link? And so she did, and so I forwarded that to you. And basically it's an organization that she's worked with in the past, and helping families with sick children who didn't
okay.
have access to health care.
Gotcha. And so you have, so would you be willing to actually go ahead and contact that organization?
Sure, I can go back and find the email.
Beautiful. So if you can contact them and see if they would, you know.
And I also contacted John Hopkins University, and I contacted Howard University and another organization. I can't remember the third one, but I contacted, I think it's three total.
What did you find out from them?
Nothing yet.
Oh, okay. You just reached out to them. You didn't, like, talk to somebody or?
No, I sent them. They have, like, you know, I went to their website and they had contact us if you have any questions, concerns, blah, blah, blah. So I contacted them with the contact information, but I haven't heard back anything yet.
Okay. Okay, that sounds cool.
So, but I forward you those organizations as well.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Anything else?
Still there?
You there, Max?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, Max?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you, one of the things, like I say, you know, if once you forward that to someone, you know, you just, if you let them know, a little quick, like, you know, hey, I know Peter from a year ago, you know, kind of make him know it's not just someone who sent, like, those, what do you call it, a mass email. You know, once you email it to someone, you say, hey, this is how I know I met Peter. We've been friends for about a year, just like how you said earlier. It makes a big difference than to just email, hey, help my friend. You know what I'm saying, though? It makes
right.
a huge difference knowing that if the person know you personally and you said, hey, I know Peter personally, a good friend of mine, you know, we met so-and-so and we've been doing this for a while. Then they got more confidence that it's something real. It's a real person. It's not just one of those mass emails you get every now and again, you know?
Right. I had talked to this actually my assistant. She knows somebody whose husband caught the same disease at age 32. So I'm going to contact her to see if I can contact him to see what kind of information they might be able to provide.
Okay. So definitely sounds good. One more thing that I got an email today from someone that they got this message through Mike, and they're willing to donate some, what do you call, airline miles to travel.
Mm-hmm.
They said they have a lot of extra airline miles, and that would be great because, like I said, most of my income, personal income, is going towards getting him the treatment he needs. So I emailed him back tonight. I told him today, but told him about a conference call. I don't know if he was able to make it or not, but I also emailed him and told him, well, I know my son can't use them because of the fact that he needs to be medically flown right now, but if later on he needs to go back for whatever the reason and he's improved, it'd be good. And also maybe I'll ask him next time if maybe I can use them to go visit him, you know, the next few weeks or so. That would be great if that's possible.
Yeah,
because,
yeah, that's a good point. So that is
anyone, you know, have extra airline miles would be great. I can definitely use them to at least go and see him, you know, and give him some personal support, too. That would be great.
Yeah, that's a good point. So that is another thing that we're asking for. And a lot of people have that available. So if people are willing to donate frequent flyer miles, that would be great.
Yeah, exactly.
Go and visit his son while he's in the hospital.
Someone who work at an airport who actually, you know, I don't know if they still do the buddy pass thing. I remember one time I got that from you a long time, Mike. When you work at an airport, that's pretty helpful too.
Yes.
So we might could put that up on the blog next too, Mike. You know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we put that up there too because the blog is like an ongoing thing. We have like, I don't know how many of you have been to the blog, but we just have a general message there. And then Peter's going to like make posts like every few days. He'll just post and say, this is the situation, this is what's going on here. So if people can see what's happening as things progress. One of the things, a few things that I want to share and contribute is that what I want to ask people to do is to share it on your Facebook page, like just to share the link on your Facebook page. And share it every few days. You know, you can just basically just say, hey, this is my friend, just like Peter was saying. That's what I've been saying. I said, this is a very good friend of mine. His name is Peter. It doesn't have to be a big, long story. And, you know, his son his son needs to be medically transported. Just tell them the essence of what the story is. Here's the link. Go, you know, we're asking you to go and contribute in any way, you know, and then the three ways that people can contribute is you can contribute financially, you can contribute prayers, or you can contribute information. So just say that, send them the link, and when you post that link on your Facebook page, it's important that you do this to make it clickable, to make it link through, is you put http://, then www.help4k.com. That'll make it so when they click on it, it takes them right to it. The other thing is, we're also asking you just to share it with your friends and your communities. You know, if you're talking to somebody, like Peter was saying, just talk about the story. That's what I'm, when I talk to people, I just say, hey, this is what I'm doing right now. People say, what are you doing? I'm helping my friend out right now. His son is, you know, has this illness, and he needs to be medically transported. And I just enroll people. I just talk people about what it is. And then I just say, you know, if you'd like to contribute or if you'd like to donate or whatever or participate, then go to help, you know, help4k.com. And people usually remember that. That's why we created that unique website. The other thing we're going to do is me and Peter are going to sit down and we're going to write like a short email, because we want to create like kind of like we were talking about earlier, but like a email forwarding thing, where we'll just have like a short email where Peter just say, this is the situation, and then we'll send you guys that email, and then you can forward it on to your friends. And like Peter was saying, like he was mentioning to you, Maxfield, if you put a little note in before the email to say, hey, I know this person, like this is a friend of mine, and here's the situation that he's in, it's real, check it out. And then it'll be like, you know, Peter's story in there. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing we want to do is we want to keep this energy going and this momentum going, so it's our intention to have this call every Monday. So we're going to have a call every Monday at the same time for an hour long, so it's going to be Monday 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for this first call, we just invited a few people we know, but we're thinking for the next call, we're going to open it up, like maybe on, just to invite, you know, as many people in as we possibly can, and then that way we can really get more organized that way, because we just have a few of us here this time, which is fine for the first call. What else?
I just spoke to my friend Yana. She said she's doing some. She's still caught up, busy, but I'm going to call her and give her some more details on what happened, so that'd be good.
Okay. And then also this call is being recorded, too, so we might even end up posting this call on the blog as well, so people can hear what's happening and what we're actually doing. The other thing,
and I also, Mike, was thinking about what I talked to you about last time was organizing a fundraiser.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more about that.
Which I have done a couple of fundraisers for other events and causes. And mm-hmm. so I was talking to a friend of mine who, that's what she does very well, is put together events. And so I'm meeting with her tomorrow to see that if we can sit down and work out something together about doing a fundraiser coming up. So all I would need would be like a statement from Peter about the situation, okay. in his own words. And,
yeah, actually, you keep that statement if you just go to help4k.com. If you go to his website, because we just updated the website, so right at the top, it's like a little brief letter, and it's a perfect letter, and it just tells you exactly what the situation is. And if you use that, that'll be all you need right there.
Okay, so it, and that letter that has exactly what the needs are?
It does.
This is
does.
My situation, and this is what I need.
Yes, it does. Yep, it's all right there. It's in about six paragraphs. Short, simple, and to the point. It's like, this is what we're looking
for. Okay, and so my other idea is to say I do this fundraiser here with this young woman who I have a lot of faith in terms of organizing things well. And I would like to say, have it as a, you know, like you do something and you give it away. So, in other words, pass it on. So I do this fundraiser, and then I pass it on to you, then you do one, then you pass on to somebody, and then they do one.
Okay.
To, like, pass it on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, okay. Linda, I have to give, I will give you my friend Yana number. She lives in D.C. area, too. So
definitely
you guys, yeah, she lives in D.C. So definitely you guys can maybe link up and.
Oh, that would be great.
And yeah, she's a, I think she's a teacher, I think. Was very energetic also, so definitely.
What's her name?
Yana Perkins, so Yana Perkins,
So maybe you don't want to give her the number right here because we don't know.
No, I call and give it to her. No, I know.
Yeah.
I was trying to see if I know her because I know a couple of teachers that I work with, but I don't know her though. Go ahead.
Is there another way we can support you around that fundraiser, Linda? Like, how can we support you in getting that started? Or do you got that handled?
I mean, just as far as, like, if you anybody who can think of anybody in this area, in the D.C., Metro Virginia area, who would be interested, just forward me their name and number, and I'll contact them.
Okay. We will do that. That's a good question, because I have some people in that area that I'm gonna refer to you to help you with that process. And thank you so much for doing that. Maybe, you know what I'm thinking, Linda, is... maybe on another call, like on a future call, since we're going to be having a call every week, it would be, with this is just coming to me right now, if there'd be a way that you could help people, or you could show us, you can like tell us or kind of like teach us how you go about doing that, and do areas that we're in. Because like, Peter, you're in South Carolina, right, Peter? Or North Carolina?
No, I live in South Carolina.
Then you're in South Carolina, and I'm in California, and Maxwell, I don't know, where's he at? Whatever area he's in, or just for anybody
gets on the call. Maxwell's in Charlotte area,
Okay. Yeah. But basically what I'm thinking about, Linda, is... Maybe what I'm thinking for the future is that you can give us an idea of how to set up a fundraiser, since it seems like something you're good at and something you've done before for people who are in different areas. I know, like, your sister's, she's over here. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can do a fundraiser in L.A., and you can kind of, we can have another call where you're like, you know, you kind of help teach us how to do that.
Okay.
Would that be something you'd be willing to do?
Yeah, I can do that.
Cool. Any other support you need around that?
I think that's about it. I can probably do this in my sleep
for the most part.
beautiful. If you could do that in your sleep, then go ahead and go to sleep tonight and do that. And so
that's where it all starts, right?
That's right. That's where it all starts, in your sleep. But then you got to do something for when you wake up.
So, and I guess what you could do is, like, once I'll send you the like a flyer or whatever, or Evite, and then you can just pass it on to people that you know. Even if they don't want to help, you know, like, put it together, they can at least come and participate and tell their friends.
And I just want to, so make a big part of that, like, a part of your fundraiser, the flyer. Make sure you get the website on there, helpforK.com, and also the ongoing calls that we're going to have, you know, for the next few weeks, you know, with the information to the call. So, because we're doing this call right here, but we're going to open it up to everybody and bring everybody in so people can contribute however, you know, they see fit. We have a small group right now, but that's going to grow over time. The other thing I don't know if we're going to do this or not. I don't know what you think, Peter, but we were also looking at asking somebody to help us build a website, but I think kind of the website you have up, it's pretty simple, but it seems to be working fine. You know, it's just a simple blog, but maybe that's all we need right now. I mean, it's not the prettiest thing in the world, but it does what it does. You know what I'm saying? It just says what it is, and it's working. So I don't know if we actually even need to do that, man.
That's what we'll be later on, but
I know the other thing I had that I wanted to bring up was was a third-party verification process for donations, because, like, you know, when people donate online, sometimes they're like, I don't know, you know, like, donated through PayPal,
yeah.
or they're kind of like, kind of funny about that. But I think that there's, I don't know if, and I'll look into this, but if anybody else knows, to send us this information, whether you're listening to this call, if you're on this call, to find a third-party processor that kind of verifies that it's a legitimate, you know, cause.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what that is, but I trust that that will be revealed. We'll just, for now, we're just going to be PayPal and keep doing that for now. But
one,
if we find something else, then we'll do it. Go ahead, Paul. Go ahead, Peter.
One of the things that I do, and that's why I have my number in there, some of my friends, like, for example, Maxfield, what he did was he actually called me personally, and he went straight to the bank and made a deposit. So I kind of give him the account info. He went straight to the bank and make a deposit. So that
that's
was
right, right. Yeah, tell us about that, Peter. That's another way to donate, right?
It just because he was maybe skeptical about PayPal or whatever, so he just called me personally, and I gave him the account information, and he went straight to the bank and made a personal deposit in the bank. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. What's your bank?
Wachovia.
Wachovia. So you have an account set up there right now where anybody
can
just
have an account set up for his help for Kasim, Burton, and it's set up on that. Yeah.
So is a bank account set up for help for Kasim Burton, and if you want to donate, then you go to a Wachovia bank, and his name is spelled K-H-A-S-I-M, last name Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N. So if I'm understanding you correctly, you could be anywhere in the United States, and you should be able to go and access that account to make a donation. Is that correct?
I'm gonna reconfirm everything with the bank, because, like I said, so far what I did is give Maxfield the account number, knowing him, is giving the account number. But I'm going to reconfirm with the bank if they can just use help for Kasim and make a donation. Just by using the name, I'm going to confirm that.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, Maxfield just texted me, said his battery died, so he had to recharge, and he'll be in next week.
Yeah, that's cool. I think the other thing that I had written down maybe that we need to do is and maybe you did this a little bit already, Peter, but we could have somebody else doing it. I think Tracy might, I know Tracy wanted to be involved in this somewhat, but she couldn't get onto the call for later, but maybe I could ask her because she's pretty good at doing this. But we wanted to get somebody to do some research. Like, I've done a little bit myself, but like to research, I have a hard time pronouncing it,
Dominica.
But to have somebody like research that region and their healthcare, like to actually, you know, call and speak with people there to do a little bit of research. Tracy's really good at that, so I was going to ask her to do that.
Yeah.
But also to research the disorder as well, Julian Barrier syndrome, because there might be resources for people who have that, you know, we're not aware of.
Yeah.
So that'd be another way to approach that, where we might be able to get assistance that way directly. You know what I'm talking about? Did you go that? Did you look into that at all yet, Peter?
No. I call a lot of programs. One thing that I was able to, I did a lot of research myself, and I found out a few companies. One company that would have, what it does is a company called Air Compassion. And they basically, it's a non-profit company. They basically they negotiate with different companies. For example, to get, when I first started to get Kasim, I tried to get him to come to the U.S., different companies was charging something like $35,000-$40,000 just the transfer fee from Dominica to South Carolina. Air Compassion was able to get me a rate at $23,000, which is almost $15,000 cheaper. Now, there's also another company called Angel Flights that transfer people who are sick. It's retired pilots who, not really retired, but pilots who have enough time, they donate their time to fly people to different places with a few doctors. But this is something that's done only in the U.S. Basically, someone from California needs to be transferred to Duke in North Carolina, for example. Angel Flights is a company that would do it for free because their pilots would donate their time to do that for people. But only is done nationally in the U.S., not international. So I did a lot of research with as consumer. I haven't found any company, like I said, who would, you know, internationally. There's not much company who does that.
Well, okay. There was one company. I don't know if you heard of this one. I'm just throwing it out there. One of the names that somebody told me was GBS Foundation International. I don't know if you heard anything about them.
No. GBS Foundation International.
Yeah, I think it's GBS Foundation International.
Okay. Gillenberry Syndrome International.
Yeah, I don't know what they do. I don't know exactly what they do. I just know that they work with this particular illness. So I don't know how it works exactly, but I'm willing to do a little research on that.
It's called GBS International?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if they provide, I don't know exactly what they provide in terms of help. I don't know if it's just information or, excuse me, or what. Education, I don't know what, we need everything, but I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it myself, okay. Okay.
So Linda, would you be willing to follow up on that?
Yeah, I can see what they do here exactly. I'm going to go to their mission statement so I can see exactly what they do. They might not be, you know.
Okay. Well, hey guys, we're about on like 50 minutes right now, so I think maybe we can start bringing it to a close a little bit. I mean, I think we made a lot of progress right here. And unless anybody else has anything else they really want to say in terms of the brainstorming, if there's something you really feel like you want to input, then go ahead and say that now and get it out there.
This might be a good organization to actually partner up with.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, yeah.
Yeah, because they're in PA, too. They're not too far from here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a lot of information about the Gillenberry.
And they got international chapters.
Yeah, that's very interesting, yeah.
Grant programs. So
let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead and do a checkout and bring this call to a close. And the way that's going to look is we'll just pretty much, we'll say our name, and then let's say two specific actions that we're going to take within the next week. Two specific actions that we're going to take, and then let's say one thing that we got out of this call today. So I'll model that. And so my name is Mike Brown. Two specific actions that I plan on taking within the next week is I am going to follow up with Peter, sitting down, creating an email that we create together that we forward on to our friends to ask them to forward to their friends. And then the other specific action that I plan on taking is I am going to post and repost on my Facebook every other day, the link for, you know, and requesting people to contribute in three ways. We're asking people to contribute, which is to donate financially. You can donate information or that maybe we're not aware of. And then the third way we're asking to contribute is through prayers. All three of those ways are welcome. Or if there's any other way you want to contribute that we didn't even mention, we're open to whatever. We're open to listen to anything. So that's the other specific action I'm going to take. And then the one thing that I got out of this call today was I'm feeling really powerful in coming together. The thing, for people who are listening to this call, I want you to understand, like, these people on this call are very, very good, long, time friends of mine, Peter and Linda. On Maxfield, I just met him, but Peter and Linda are very, very close and dear friends of mine that I talk to, and I've talked to on the phone on a weekly basis for the past 15 years. So I know how powerful they are, and just being on this call, and I can feel the power and the energy of this. And to be honest with you, since I've taken on this, you know, and I started, like, reading more about this and this situation, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I basically go to sleep thinking about Peter's son, and I wake up thinking about him. Because I love Peter a lot, and he's one of the most loving and caring people that I've ever met in my life. I don't know that many people as giving as him. And believe me, I know a lot of giving people. I have a lot of loving, caring, giving people in my life, but he's right up there at the top. And so I think that I just imagine that his son is like my son. And so I'm moving forward like that. And with that, I'm checking out.
Basically, one of the action steps I'm going to do is contact that hospital in Canada, get that information from them, and see who do we talk to get more information, and also find out how can we start either with them, link up with them, also link up with a hospital here in the U.S. What does it do? Because somewhere in Charleston, one other thing I think is important too is also to get some people who you can recognize. I'm working right now and getting in touch with a friend. I know it's hard, but I'm still, you can't give up. Anthony Robbins, I'm part of his program, and I'm going to get in touch with him and see if he could have his name behind this, and I think that would be very good, very credible for us too. Is having some, I know Maxfield also work with a few other companies when it comes to seminars, and we can get a few names that are recognized name behind of this, knowing that it's real. And it's not about the money. Personally, the more we can do to give back, I think it'd be better. So I'm going to definitely get some name that we can, that people know about behind this. Also email Tom Joyner, email Ricky Smiley, also email Michael Bazin. So hopefully, and Dr. R. So hopefully one of them may get back with me sometime soon, and then I can use that as some kind of credibility to know that it is real. Because if anyone knows Michael Bazin or even Tom Joyner supporting something like this, that it's not a gimmick, you know. But one other thing that I think is important, that's why I give my personal phone numbers on there, because if anyone have any doubt, any question, they can literally call me and talk to me, you know what I'm saying? So they know that I'm not hiding behind anything. That's why I put my personal information on there. What I got from this phone call is, I think if when you put every association, every nonprofit, the Red Cross, whatever it is, started one day just like this, and end up being something that's helping people worldwide, the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and so on. And I think that this also has the capability of helping people worldwide for the better. And then just to say, you know, that you have make a difference in this world is really big, you know. Linda know me from a long time. Maxfield, a little he know about me. A lot of my friends know that. When it comes to certain things, you know, what really matter is the bigger picture. Of course, my son is very important to me, and it is kind of hard, you know. But with a positive attitude, he also has a very positive attitude, which helped, you know, and which I always instill in him. That helps, but at the same time, you still have to take action, which I'm doing. So with that said, hopefully in the next few days, we'll be able to get him transfer. And whatever new information we have, we're definitely going to put it on the blog, on the website, so people can follow it very closely. So AMI tickets would be great, because I definitely plan to go see him very soon. Most of my personal money I'm just putting into treatment or whatever way I can help. His mom, she traveled back and forth to see him. So most of my money goes to that, personal money, income goes to that. So definitely would love to anyone have extra air miles, would be great, you know. Linda?
Okay. What I'm committed to doing is planning to have this fundraiser, and I'm going to meet with this young lady tomorrow, and I am going to create an e-vite and send it around to everybody that I know, and I'm asking other people to send me information about people in this area who could help or would want to come. Also, I'm going to continue to do some research and forward that to you, Mike, so look out for that. And also, I was just thinking, Peter, when you were talking, that is it possible that you could contact your representative, your government representative?
I did that.
To see if any of them are involved with that new bill that just passed called NORDS, new legislation that came up, and I think it's called NORD, and it's basically urging people to help people with rare diseases.
Hmm.
And they have it's called NORD. And they have like a database, I know, and certain legislators are like big time sponsors of it. Like they really got behind it and say, yeah, we need to get help for these people and not just, you know, sit back and watch them die. So I don't know if your representative is on that or whatever, but I'm going to check the representative here in Maryland with our representative.
N-O-R-D?
Yeah.
I can't write this down right now. Okay.
And, Mike, you can check with your representative as well.
I will. N-O-R-D? I will check that.
Okay.
And then we can send that email out to everybody that we know to check to see if your congressperson, your representative, is a co-sponsor of this legislation.
Okay,
and if so, then, you know, we can say we would benefit from this legislation. We would benefit from this. How can we, you know, get help?
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense.
Gotcha. So that's the name of the bill, N-O-R-D.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Definitely. Okay. I contacted them, too, but they couldn't do much when I called them. I didn't know about this new bill. And my pastor talked about it Sunday, and they're going to contribute also, my church members, so which is good. Linda, on the record, call me, I can give you a number. You do have my number, yes?
Yeah, I have your number. You just gave it to me.
Just call me, and I can give you
the whole world.
And I can give you, I can actually give you the DC number to the NORDS office if you want that. I'm going to be calling them as well, but we can just have people keep calling them. call.
it makes sense. Yeah, it wakes them up a little bit.
Yeah, just like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we need this. I mean, public policy is part of it, you know. So I'm willing to do that and to continue to, because I've already sent emails out to people that I know, and people, most of the contacts that I've gotten, the information has been people sending me information saying, well, I heard about this organization, I heard about this hospital, I heard about that.
Okay.
And so I thought Mike was getting this stuff. I called myself forwarding to him, but obviously he's not getting it. So I'm glad that we had this conversation so I can know that, you know, that information is not going to be wasted.
Let me ask you, just to bring the call to, I want you to stay on the call real quick, Linda, but just to bring the call to a close, because you pretty much said what you were going to do, what's one thing you got out of this call, and then we're gonna go ahead and end it?
Oh, I got what I always get. I got possibility, so everything is possible when you stand in love, so that's what I got.
Good.
Okay. Beautiful. So we're going to go ahead and close the call. I want you guys to stay on the line. I'm just going to stop the record, but we'll stay on the call. So thank you, everybody. And again, if you want to contribute to this cause, you can go to help4k.com. Thank you again so much.